AircheckDownloads.com.
Rick Hutton. City FM from Liverpool.
Just talking then, can you remember the first concert you ever went to?
Can you?
My first concert was here in Liverpool, the Liverpool Empire, and it was Shakin' Stevens. I was about 12 years old, a mad Shaky fan. It was just after Green Door and This Old House had been released, and I was well into Shaky. And I remember this pink egg came down from the sky, and all this smoke started to happen, and he came out of this pink egg from the sky, and halfway through his microphone went off, and that's all I can remember about it. And I got a Shakin' Stevens rosette as well, just to prove that I'd been to the concert. I'll be burning it later. 0512272721 if you want to mention. This hour, of course, the nightly 12-inch, the round two of the lyrics quiz, and a Sega Mega Drive to give away. Here's The Cure now, and Friday I'm in Love. Top tune, Jane Child, and Don't Want to Fall in Love on City FM's evening show. It's 9:15. We've got stacks and stacks of people to say hello to on the phones here. A few late city finishers. To Lisa in Walforth, Joey doesn't want to see you anymore. He was only on the rebound. To Sue in Wallasey, who is going out to bug Eddie in Bootle. I've had more excitement watching paint dry, says Sue. You're a bore. So there we are. And Stephen Smith is finishing with Claire Ford. We weren't getting on, is the message there.
Bip-bop and diddly-bop-ba.
Bip-bop and diddly-wop-ba.
Bip-bop and diddly-bop-ba.
Bip-bop and diddly-wop-ba. Ride on the rhythm now.
Outrageous.
City FM on the evening show. And the Sega Mega Drive coming soon. You could be a winner right here on the winning team. Tomorrow night and every Thursday, it's the City FM Presenter Party Night. Myself and Nigel Evans are there. And tomorrow with Kenny James and Kevin Seed. Get yourself down there nice and early if you're celebrating a birthday, of course. Free bottle of bubbly and free admittance. If not, just get yourself down there anyway. We have a good night with some top tunes. Of course, we have a top crowd. The Posse are down there, and it's a good night. Buzz Nightclub, Skelhorn Street, Lime Street in Liverpool, just opposite Lime Street Station. And right now on City FM, going to give away a Sega Mega Drive, so get on the phones. Whoosh! There goes the switchboard. 0512272721. I'm going to pick a 96 caller, and that caller is going to come live on air and try and answer a question about the European Football Championships. If they do that correctly, I will give them a Sega Mega Drive with a free game to go with it as well, worth over £150. That's a prize not to turn your nose up at.
City FM.
0512272721. I'm looking for a 96 caller. That person could easily win themselves a Sega Mega Drive worth £150. Okay, we are about to give away a Sega Mega Drive system worth over £150 with a free Sega football game to go with it. It's all to do with Sega sponsoring the European Football Championships. In fact, they are the official games machine manufacturer for the England football team. And together with City FM, each day this week, we're giving away Sega Mega Drives and culminating in the Sega Roadshow, which happens this Saturday in Southport. I'll give you further details about that a little bit nearer the time. But right now, we have a 96 caller, Marlene. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Where are you calling me from tonight?
Mosley Hill.
Okay. Yeah. Have you had a good week so far?
Yes, yeah, smashing.
What sort of things you got up to?
Just the usual.
This and that and stuff,
Coming
yeah?
After the kids.
All right. Now, Marlene, do you go clubbing?
Sometimes.
Where'd you go?
Down to Kirkland's, Brothers.
Right. Have you been to Buzz yet?
No.
Well, will you get yourself down to Buzz tomorrow night?
Yeah.
If you win this, will you come to Buzz tomorrow night?
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right, what I'm going to do is, the rules are quite simple. I'm going to ask you a question about the European Football Championships, and then I'll give you about 13 seconds while we play this little jingle.
Yeah.
And after that, of course, I'll ask you straight away for your answer, and you have to give it. I've got to accept the first answer you give me, okay?
Yeah.
Have you got anyone there to help you?
My husband.
Your husband, what's his name?
Stan.
Okay, so Marlene and Stan, the winning team, we hope, down here this evening. I'll ask you the question, then hit the jingle, and you'll have the answer for me as soon as we come out of that, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's the question. Who will host the next European Football Championships? Is it England, Brazil, or Greece? I think you already said it halfway through the jingle there. What is your answer, please?
England.
Yes. Well done, Marlene. You have a Sega Mega Drive console. £150 worth with a football game thrown in as well.
Oh, thanks.
How many kids you got?
Four
kids?
Yeah.
So I bet they'll be well sussed with that, yeah?
Oh, smashing.
And I'm sure you and Stan will be on it as well.
We will do.
Listen, Marlene, get yourself down to Buzz Nightclub tomorrow night and we'll have a celebratory drink, okay?
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marlene. Stay on the line, we'll get your details. Bye.
Okay, bye.
How nice. Well done to Marlene there from Mossley Hill. Another chance to win a Sega Mega Drive tomorrow night on the programme, only with a winning team. Here comes today's most useless fact. It's not so useless, this one, actually. It's quite interesting. A computer has sent North Dakota farmer Harlan Johnson a cheque for $2 million instead of a cheque for $18 he was owed by the government. There you are. Today's useless fact on City FM's evening show. We'll have another for you tomorrow at sometime between 7 and 10. Here's a tuny tune tune. You remember the video to this? He was standing at a table banging on it with lots of flames in the background. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. Tuny tune tune. And in fact, you know what it is as well as being a tuny tune tune? It's one of these.
City FM. Flashback.
I love that jingle. Okay, Billy! Do your thing.
Harry Truman, Doris Day.
City FM evening show. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. You know when things happen in the world and lots of different things happen? Well, certain songs get banned on radio stations. Should I be saying this? Well, probably not. I'll probably get into trouble for this, but still. When the Gulf War started, for instance, that song was banned because it was saying, We didn't start the fire, Billy Joel's American, and it was like, well, we didn't start the war sort of thing. So that was a banned song during the Gulf War. Just a bit of interest for you to conjure up with there.
Aircheckdownloads.com.